I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
There.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Thank you to Brad for pointing out. Yes, shout out to Nebraska Volleyball. They sweep Wright State on Friday. They sweep Cal yesterday. I was watching that when I was watching the Dolphins get bludgeoned, so it's something positive to look at in terms of a winning culture.
Have you calmed down a little bit?
I've just given up. It's apathy set in. They're going to be the first overall pick this year. It's over.
One game, Jake. In the NFL, how many times do you see things happening in the NFL? It's just
you don't
crazy.
Get blown out by Daniel Jones and the Colts. It just doesn't happen.
Was that not interesting, talking about the little NFL that with the Giants, where they score 6 points?
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah, scored 6 points.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. Ooh. I just wonder how that... Ooh. Yeah, and then Dart sitting there.
He'll be playing soon.
Don't know if Dart's the answer. He's a rookie. But I'm just saying it's just an interesting dynamic when you score 6 points.
I don't know if he'll start week two, but you will see Jackson Dart very soon for the Giants. It's done for Russ, I think.
I mean, Jake, you're sort of emblematic of something I was thinking about yesterday, which is with football, there's so few games that can be massive overreaction. Just massive.
No, not this one. It was 30 to 0. The Colts are the first team since 1977 to score in every possession that they had. And they, again, like I told you, one time the Dolphins forced a punt, roughed the punter, first down Colts, they score that drive. Just, what a waste of time.
See, I don't want to massively overreact to Iowa. I don't want to do that. It's still...
they lost to a good team. It's not like you're losing to a bad team.
But I did watch quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
Albany didn't look good. New Mexico against Michigan didn't look good. Michigan did not look good against New Mexico. And everyone kind of just didn't even give it even a second thought. Imagine right now if the score at Nebraska, if it was 27-17 in the fourth quarter and they're at the 50-yard line driving against New Mexico
at home.
A team that went 2-10 last year.
That's a problem.
They went 2-10
last year.
You're
right, they didn't react that much.
No, I mean, it's like, and they lost their head coach.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Bronco Mendenhall went to Utah State.
Yep.
So it's like brand new coach, new coordinators, all new everything. Good point. And it's like, no, this was, it was remarkable. So when you notice like that, in the same way against Albany, they threw it for 44 yards. It wasn't like,
come on, it's Albany. Come on, Iowa. We have mentioned a lot of football today. We have not really mentioned this at all. I think it was a pretty poor weekend for the ACC in general. Here's why. Now, we've had a ton of games, but Clemson was trailing Detroit a lot of this game. They beat Troy. Okay, it's a win, 27-16. That's not good.
No, it's not a good win.
Duke gets blown out at home by Illinois, 45-19. Well done, Bielema.
Yeah.
Incredible fourth quarter in that game.
Also embarrassing for Duke.
Yes.
I mean, there was like 20,000 fans there. They're playing a ranked team.
It's a big game.
And they're a good team.
Yes, they
are. Duke's a good team.
Yep.
And they got, I mean, they showed the fans from afar. Literally, there was 20,000 there tops.
11 a.m. kickoff.
11 a.m. I mean, yawner. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a number, 12 ranked team in the country coming in?
Number 11, yeah. 11, now they're ninth, I think.
I mean, it was awful. The crowd was awful. It was embarrassing.
We mentioned the score, but Baylor beats SMU of the ACC 48-45, double overtime.
On the CW.
Home game for SMU.
Good. couldn't get it.
And, so Baylor opens with Auburn and SMU.
Yeah, how about that?
That's rough.
Yeah.
Other games in terms of bad for the ACC, Virginia Tech gets blown out at home by Vanderbilt, 44-20.
Okay.
Boston College, as Bill mentioned, loses to Michigan State, 42-40, double overtime. And Stanford, who's just horrible, loses 27-3 to BYU. Bad overall, not a good weekend for the ACC.
Stanford lost to Hawaii. I don't know what the rest are. I happened to look, but they won't win a game, probably. They're not going to win a game, which tells you, again, how much coaching matters, but how much dudes matter more. And so they have a ex-NFL head coach that's their coach, and then they have Andrew Luck there overseeing everything. He's actually at practice. Andrew Luck's like he's out there with the team. He's coaching them. Because you can do that now. Anyone can coach. And they can't score a point. So it's very interesting how
dudes more important than coaches.
But
North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. It's way more important to have. It's like, okay, we can't block anybody, but coach, what's the answer here now that we can't block anybody? Yeah. Don't have a lot of answers for that.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.